Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this selection from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
With Donald Trump about to take office, we're soon to embark on the most tweet-filled presidency in history. So in an effort to keep up with Donald Trump's activity on social media, it's time for our new segment, Tweeting with the Prez.
Y'all ready for this?
Basically, Donald Trump's Twitter feed will serve as his version of FDR's fireside chats. If FDR used his fireside chats to say stuff like this.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And Mexicans.
We're about to enter an era where our president can bypass the traditional press directly and spread lies and conspiracy theories unfiltered through his Twitter account. For example, the incoming chief of staff, Reince Priebus, recently suggests that Trump might completely scrap the traditional daily press briefings the White House does with reporters.
I think that many things have to change. And I think that it's important that we look at all of those traditions that are great, but quite frankly, as you know, don't really make news and are just boring episodes.
Boring episodes? This country needs boring episodes right now. The last 18 months have been so insane, it's like a season of Game of Thrones where every episode is the Battle of the Bastards. We all need a break from this action. I can't believe I'm saying this, but America needs some bran. On top of that, Trump hasn't had a press conference since July, which means we're increasingly dependent on his Twitter account for information about what he's doing. Like this weekend when China seized a U.S. naval drone in international waters and Trump tweeted, quote, China steals United States Navy research drone in international waters, rips it out of water, and takes it to China, an unprecedented act. But drawing as much attention as his shoot-from-the-hip foreign policy was his apparent inability to spell, because the original tweet, Trump wrote that it was an unprecedented act. Unprecedented is not a word, of course, but it would be a great title for a movie about Hillary Clinton. She was inevitable until she became unprecedented. And I'm not criticizing Trump for being bad at spelling. I'm bad at spelling. It's just I pay attention when Twitter tells me when I spelled something wrong. Conservatives complain that Obama ignored the red line in Syria. Trump ignores it on Twitter. But, of course, in our new post-truth era, there's no right or wrong way to spell. As Trump spokesperson Kellyanne Conway said in a statement after the tweet, while liberals focus on spelling, Donald Trump is focused on the American people and their problems. But again, and this is important, spelling is only a distraction. We're not all going to die because Donald Trump can't spell. Unless he accidentally starts a nuclear war with an email like this to Vladimir Putin. I'll have my people kill your people. Back to foreign policy. Of course, Trump's team thought his incoherent tweet actually worked when China gave the drone back following a diplomatic protest from the Obama administration. Trump's communication director tweeted, quote, "Donald Trump gets it done. China says it will return U.S. drone it seized." Yeah, that's right. Trump got China to give the drone back, although I'm not sure Trump knows that, because a few hours later he tweeted, "We should tell China that we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it." But of course, Trump doesn't just conduct foreign policy on Twitter. He also lashes out at news organizations over even the mildest criticism, like when he tweeted last week, "Has anyone looked at the really poor numbers of Vanity Fair magazine? Way down, Big Trouble, dead, Graydon Carter, no talent, will be out." He writes his tweets like he's interpreting them from a border collie. "What's that, girl? Way down? Big trouble? Dead? Mind collapse? Worker trap? Call the sheriff. Go!" The tweet was apparently prompted by an article that claimed Trump Grill could be the worst restaurant in America. Oh, come on. Trump Grill's not even the worst restaurant in Midtown. And then there was Trump's recent meeting with the heads of major tech companies, which conspicuously excluded, you're not going to believe this, Twitter. How could he not invite Twitter? Twitter is the only technology Trump uses. I can't see him ordering off Amazon, "Melania, are we Prime? I need to make sure Ivanka gets her presents by Christmas. I'm doing 30-day shipping for Eric and Donald Jr." Twitter's exclusion was not an accident. In fact, it was apparently done out of revenge. As Politico reported, Twitter was told it was bounced from Wednesday's meeting between tech executives and Trump in retribution for refusing during the campaign to allow an emoji version of the hashtag #CrookedHillary. Although, to be fair, Twitter does have an emoji for Trump's presidency. This has been Tweeting with the Prez.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a rating and review. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.